Whenever Christmas rolls around, the big question that always arises is, what am I going to give for Christmas? You know, what am I going to give Dad? What am I going to give Mom? What am I going to give my brothers, my sisters? What am I going to give Pastor Lane for Christmas? Well, I went online and looked up unusual gifts for Christmas. And if you want to do that right now, you can. But it had several categories that I thought, well, I would share not all of them with you, but three of them with you. And so we have gifts for Dad, gifts for Mom, and gifts for children. Unusual gifts for Dad. And of course, this list that I'm giving you is not exhaustive. I mean, they just kept going on and on and on. So I picked out what I thought were, you know, some of the more special gifts. If you want to write these down, you can. But anyway, we have a cordless snow blower, $291.99. They do well in Augusta, Georgia. A Go Anywhere grill, $59.99. James Bond cologne, $29.75. Zombie Cajun hot sauce, $35 a piece. Okay, so those are unusual gifts for Dad. Then unusual gifts for Mom. Ninja Food Multi Cooker, $189. Bose Home Speaker with Alexa, and that was $399. And then we have Picnic Backpack, and that's, of course, your picnic basket on your back, and that was $56.50. And then unusual gifts for kids. So we have the U.S. Jumbo coloring poster, and that's $29.95. I like this one the best, the mustache pacifier. Two more. We have Kitty Zoom smartwatch, and that's $89. And then the Kiddo Uzi foam pogo jumper. And that's $15.20. Now, of course, all of these gifts require money. If you have a credit card, you're good to go. Amen? Which means not all of us can afford all of these gifts. But I want to briefly share with you a gift that we all can afford, meaning we all can give. We all can give this Christmas, and this is a gift that truly does keep on giving, because it will keep on bringing joy and blessing to its recipients. I mean, that's the kind of gift you want to give, isn't it? I mean, how often, you know, you give a gift, your child opens the package, wrapping paper goes everywhere, and they open up the box, and, oh, okay, and then sooner, not too long after that, the child is playing with the box, you know, not even the gift. But this is a gift that continues to bring joy and blessing to its recipient. Now, the gift I want to share with you this evening comes from our memory verse for the month of December. And if you know it, you can say it with me, Romans 12:10, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. In Paul's way of describing supernatural living, he says to us, give these two things. Give to others these two things. And the first thing we are to give is we are to be devoted to others in brotherly love. And then second, we are to honor others above ourselves. Or we can put this more simply, we are to give the gift of love to others and the gift of honor to others. Again, Paul says, be kindly affectioned one to another. The Greek word used here for kindly affectioned refers to friendship/family love. The Greek for brotherly love refers to tender brotherly love. Putting these two Greek words together, we are to give loving, filial affection to others. We are to love each other as family. You know, there's a special bond that you have with your family. I mean, there's just this special love. We say blood is thicker than water. Well, we are to give this special love to others. This family love. And why shouldn't we give this love to one another? After all, we are the family of God. The family of God. And so family love, friendship love, devoted love, kind love, affectionate love, we are to show to those around us. We are to give the gift of love. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love in honor. And this is the second gift. Before I go there, let me say one other thing. Can I be so forward to put it this way? We really are required to so give. When you give a gift, it's kind of up to you. Well, do I want to give this gift? I mean, if the person you're giving the gift to is saying, well, I expect this or I demand this, it really ceases to be a gift. But when we talk about the gift of love, Christ tells us in John 13, verses 34 and 35, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. We are to love others as Christ has loved us, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. Let me ask you, does your dad in your family, does your wife know that you are a disciple of Christ? You know, how you love indicates if you are or are not. Let me add what John says in 1 John 4, verse 16. He says, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. If we are kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, then that proves that Jesus is living in us. Can people tell? Can your family around you, can your church family around you tell that God is living, dwelling in you? Beloved, if God so loved us, we've heard that tonight, haven't we? We ought to love one another. I say, give the gift of love. You have received it from God. Pass it on. And of course, when this gift of devoted love is given to those around us, we will, as the rest of the verse tells us, in honor, we will prefer one another, which means we will give honor, we will give preference to others. The Greek word used here means of going before, of leading. In other words, we give honor to fellow believers by putting them first. We are quick to show respect, quick to acknowledge the accomplishments of others, the blessings of others, quick to demonstrate genuine love by not being jealous or envious, which, by the way, have no part in love. Whether it is agape love or phileo love, we honor those around us. I love what Philippians 2:3 says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other, let each honor other, the other better than himself. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Do you know what pride does? It causes you to want to move to the front of the line. Paul says, let nothing be done through strife or pride. Now, can we imagine what our homes or churches would be like if each of us gave freely and generously this gift of loving devotion and honor to family members at home, at church? Can we imagine what our homes would be like if we purposefully said, I'm going to love, I'm going to give love, I'm going to give honor this Christmas? It would be a little heaven on earth, amen? Now, I'm not saying don't buy a go-anywhere grill or a picnic backpack or even a mustache pacifier. I'm not saying that. But make sure the gift that loves and honors the brethren is the first present given. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciple, if you have love one for another. And by the way, when you love, you will honor. You will honor. Why is it sometimes that the Church of Jesus Christ doesn't exemplify this? Oh, I pray that that won't be the case here. Make sure that the gift that loves and honors the brethren, is a gift you give this Christmas. You know, this gift is on my list to give. Romans 12:10, let's say it again, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love in honor, preferring one another. And God's people said, amen.